It's Thursday, January 20th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The PPP program gets measured, workflow and meetings examined, and new marketplace data points to consulting. This is the Business of Tech. The National Bureau of Economic Research has dug into where the Paycheck Protection Program money went. It turns out that it mostly did not go to paychecks. I'm pulling from the report directly. With 93% of small businesses ultimately receiving one or more loans, the PPP nearly saturated its market in just 2 months. We estimate that the program cumulatively preserved between 2 and 3 million job years of employment over 14 months at the cost of $170,000 to $575,000 per job year retained. These estimates imply that only 23 to 34% of PPP dollars went directly to workers who would otherwise have lost jobs. The balance flowed to business owners and shareholders, including creditors and suppliers of PPP receiving firms. Program incidence was highly regressive, with about three quarters of PPP funds accruing to the top quintile of households. Why do we care? This was a very costly program and mostly went to business owners and shareholders and mostly high-income households. For every job retained, it costs between $170,000 and $257,000. Only a third even went to workers. Most went right to business owners. This program did not work as intended. It did not save jobs. It did not protect people. Instead, it took money from future generations and gave it to business owners, creditors, suppliers, and shareholders. Now that we're all working differently, what does that look like? Per research from Dialpad, a majority of professionals spend a third of the work week in meetings. Here are the specifics. 45% spend less than 4 hours a week in meetings. 37% between 4 and 12 hours. 12% are between 12 and 20 hours in meetings. 5% spend more than 20 hours a week in meetings. And Mondays are the most popular day of the week to schedule meetings. Wednesdays have the longest meetings on average. Audio-related issues are the biggest pain point for video conferencing. And 82.9% believe not all video meetings require video. Xerox researched the market too, and 64% of their respondents believe they will be stronger after the pandemic. 75% are more reliant on workflow technologies compared with their pre-pandemic setups. 88% view security software and hardware protecting business information as core to their longevity, with 75% likely to upgrade current solutions this year. More than half of respondents anticipate a flexible, hybrid workplace as the future. They also say government stimulus will be essential to ensure their full transition to a technologically driven hybrid model. Citrix Research highlights how remote work is the future of work. 100% of 400 IT and security leaders surveyed have adopted the hybrid work model and rank it enabling as job number one for their organizations. WeWork is also interested in the hybrid workspace. They've launched software called Workplace by WeWork, specifically to let companies manage their workplaces online. This was internal software that the company is now making available to others. Why do we care? Workflow should include meetings, and if you think about the usage of the technology, one would think reducing that load of meetings would be a pretty significant area of opportunity. While the move to so-called hybrid is obvious, it's no wonder WeWork is offering software there. And remember, whatever platform one selects, it's the services revenue around implementing it and making it effective that is of genuine interest and why we care about this entire space. Microsoft has rolled out a series of new laptops with OEM partners. Windows 11 SE is designed to take on Chromebooks in education and is optimized for Microsoft Edge, Office, and Microsoft's cloud-based services. Third-party apps like Zoom and Chrome can be installed via a selection of authorized apps. Gartner has new data on the size of the IT market. The analyst says that for 2020, IT spending should exceed pre-pandemic levels by growing 5.1% this year, reaching $4.5 trillion. Enterprise software, including cloud, will increase the most at 11% year-over-year growth. The IT services segment, which includes consulting and management services, is expected to have the second highest spending growth in 2022, reaching $1.3 trillion, up 7.9% from 2021. One of those services is cloud migrations from legacy IT, which a study by Achieve 360 highlights as having significant barriers around data regulation, security, and uncertain costs. The report found that only 35% of organizations store more than 50% of their legacy app data on cloud services. Yet, more than 80% say their priority is to move their data within 12 months or sooner. 60% said data compliance was a big concern with changing data regulations in California and Europe. Security is a huge concern for 55%, especially with the rise in ransomware and the hefty fines if hackers gain access to data. And about 50% said they had uncertainty over budgets for cloud-based IT. Plus, there's a significant lack of IT talent in the area. Why do we care? All the problems highlighted today continue to be the hard ones. Pick any one of these areas and it's a sea of problems to solve and revenue to generate. Rather than pick any one, I'll observe that consulting should be coming back into vogue. Your real value is in being that consultant, far more than keeping the lights on. Don't devalue the consultancy. Did you know Cisco helps manage services providers directly? Know about the Cisco Partner Program? Focus on helping partners combine managed services expertise and service creation with innovative Cisco technology and proven go-to-market resources. There's a program option for you. With provider pricing, MDF, and marketing resources, coupled with Cisco's leading technologies, including Meraki, Duo, and Umbrella, learn more with the link right in the show notes. Thanks for listening. There was a lot of news today. I wanted to get it all in there, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.